Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
We're Grant and Danny. This is The Fan. It's Thursday, June 26th, 2025. We are live in D.C. in the Navy Yard in our Half Street studios. A lot coming up on the show today, including a thorough breakdown of last night's first round of the NBA draft, continues with round two tonight, and an update on the stadium deal, RFK 2.0. Will it be happening? There's a lot going on in the last 24 hours to catch you up on. It's going to be a busy show. Danny, how are you?
I'm very well, my friend. It's toasty outside. I guess one more day of this nonsense, then we can get back to human temperatures. This is for some sort of space alien lizard race where they're comfortable in 100 degrees blazing sun with no humidity. By the way, when we walked in today to this studio, 77 with the heat on. 77 with the heat on here in this studio. We work with said lizard people aliens.
I know people like to make the joke about dry heat in Phoenix and how it's still hot and whatever else. Mm-hmm. I will absolutely take the scalding hot, no humidity over the slightly less hot with humidity.
Agree
no
that.
Doubt.
Yeah.
Like this weekend, took the kids home. They were in the pool at my parents' house. And I looked at the thermometer at one point outside and it was mid-90s, like 96. But when I was under the umbrella in the shade under some trees or whatever, or over by the hammock pushing one of my daughters, it didn't feel terrible. It wasn't great. It wasn't my idea of a good time. Give me 53 degrees and a little bit of moving air, please. But it was perfectly reasonable. Whereas normally, being out there, let's say at upper 80s, low 90s, with humidity or even like 85 super humid, I would say worse than that. Because at least you can block the sun and now it's tolerable. So I will take the hotter with less humidity every single time.
Yeah, if we're scoring at home.
Which is not an endorsement of this week's weather because it's the Pits and I hate everything about it.
Yeah, I will also add, and we have a lot of sport to get to, it makes sense that thunderstorms happen yesterday, right? When it's hot and humid and stuff happens. I didn't see that on any of the little forecasts anywhere. I didn't see that. I didn't see thunderstorm that ruins everything in the afternoon.
They weren't calling for that?
Not that I saw.
You know, I'm not a check the weather guy. I wish I was. It just isn't part of my... I'm a habitual creature. Mm-hmm. It's not one of the
habits, things
that I do. But so I didn't know. But when there's a storm, normally it surprises me. So that was just kind of another day of the week for me.
Yeah, I got a text from our babysitter. You're like, hey, there's thunder at the pool. The boys can't do their swimming lessons. I'm like, wait, what? There's thunder? Nobody told me anything about that. It's beautiful sky outside. And on my way home, I saw that lightning and a crackling.
You were aware
of it. Oh, it was comfortable, that lightning. It was just like, this is my space now. I own this ground. All over.
Big night last night for the Washington Wizards. And I got to say, Danny, an exciting night for your boy. They got my guy. Trey Johnson is a Washington Wizard at number 6. The board fell exactly how I wanted it to. Now, the only thing that would have been more effective for the Wizards is if Ace Bailey was also there, because then the grown-ups in the room, Will Dawkins and company, would have been able to choose between the two really ideal options for them, probably from a skill standpoint, and in my opinion, two of the best scorers in this class when it's all said and done. And I just think that your chances of not only getting it right but hitting a home run probably go up. When you get to choose between the two, we would know. Do they really want Ace Bailey or do they really want Trey Johnson? that would have just
we would have found some stuff out there.
Exactly. Yeah. Better scenario. The fact that only one was available, I think, made it probably pretty easy. And now we'll never know. Would they have taken Bailey over Johnson? I mean, wouldn't it have been interesting if they were both there and they still went Trey Johnson? You'd know how much they love the kid. But I want scores. Mike Singletary once said, I want winners. I want winners. Well, I want scores. I want people that can take you off the dribble, that can hit set shots, that can create their own offense. And the Wizards got themselves a guy who, as a freshman in the best conference in America, averaged 20 points a game. It's hard to go wrong when you get someone who can get you a bucket. And they did last night at number 6 overall with Trey Johnson.
With the 6th pick in the 2025 NBA Draft, the Washington Wizards select Trey Johnson from the University of Texas.
Fist pumped in the house. Now, he was wearing a horrific outfit. White socks up to his knees that were very puffy and, like, scrunched up.
I'm going to look right past that.
Black shoes, shorts with his suit.
Yeah.
Right away, I thought, oh, boy, this is my guy? This is the one? This is who I'm standing on the table for the last week? It's okay. He can hoop. He can score buckets. I'm going to be okay with the socks and the
shoes. Half your age. It's got more and more. It's going to happen as you get older.
That is a really good point. Literally, what is he, 19?
Yeah.
We're 1 year away from these guys being half my age.
Yeah. It's a rude awakening when it happens. Okay. Quick rant. I'm surprised they got the audio of that. They got back from commercial in time. At some point, please acknowledge the basketball team that's in your league is in your league. Just make something up. Give me 30 seconds. Even if it's Stephen A. shouting about they're building a nice young core there or they're in the stockpiling assets game. Say something about the basketball team. Just pretend. It's good for the league. We just saw the playoffs happen where two teams that had never done it before got a chance to do it.
Still waiting on our first take on the construction of the current Wizards roster. Malika Andrews was the host last night. Occasionally as a host, you and I do that on the radio here. Our producer will get in our ear and tell us something. So, like, right before we played that clip, Darius got in my ear, and he said, hey, I got the audio of last night's pick. And then I knew, okay, we're ready to play the audio. Here's what it sounded like last night every time the Wizards were on the clock.
Hey, Malika, the Wizards are on the clock here, so let's get to a quick break, and we'll come back and announce the pick, and then we'll move on with the rest of our show. Hey, Malika, remember, the Wizards are on the clock here, so let's make sure we take a quick break. Hey, Malika, I know it says the Jazz, but this is actually the Wizards' pick, so let's make sure, even though the Jazz are on the clock, that we take a break and don't talk about the Wizards.
Three separate times a Wizards-affiliated thing happened. Three separate times they went to commercial. I'm sorry to the network execs that the Knicks weren't in it so they could opine before, after, during, 10 times after the fact that a franchise that hadn't been relevant in decades finally was this year, by the way. Congrats to everybody involved. So they could wax poetic about LeBron's hairline or whatever the hell's going on in LA. Just at some point. I understand I'm not a marquee franchise. I get it. I haven't deserved it. No 50-win seasons in my lifetime. It's been 45 years since they won 50 games. I get it, man. I get it. Just a little bit. Just
how long
a little
ago was 1978?
Plenty of time.
The last championship?
Yeah.
Look at some of those highlights, those grainy highlights with the 1970s parade and
high
celebration.
High shorts, a lot of three-man weave, a lot of set shots. All good, man. Totally fine. I get we haven't done much to deserve a lot of credit. They're working on it. I actually believe in this front office. But damn it if that's not frustrating. Beyond that, it's ridiculous, if I can be frank. Again, I'm not asking for more airtime than the champions. I want Oklahoma City to get their flowers. They deserve it. They're built well. A couple years ago, though, they were us. They're winning 20-some games. They sucked. Show me a comparison. Dawkins came from this front office. Look at what they're doing. It's kind of similar to OKC did. Now, where's their SGA trade? Great question, Stephen A. Let's go to a guy that made a million trades right over here at the front office executive. Whatever. Just so easy to do, and they have no interest in doing it. At a certain point, it's partly their fault why nobody considers us a serious destination. Back to the pick itself. Thrilled with this. This kid is here to score on your ass. Great shooter. Right now, catch and shoot. Yes. Off the dribble, pretty good. Probably 7.5, 8 out of 10 in that range. 9 out of 10 as a catch and shoot
guy. He'll get better.
I don't see him as an around-the-rim finisher yet. I think he will be. I think there's too much arm length. I think there's too much grit in the kid. I think he loves scoring on people. He gets his shot off against anyone and everyone every time, always. It's floaters, it's off angles, it's off rhythm, it's in between stuff, it's that herky-jerky. He can score on anyone. He'll get stronger, I believe, better finish around the rim. I think as he gets into the league a little bit and has the ball in his hands, I think he'll grow as a playmaker. I could see initiating offense through him. I could see him in pick and roll, pick and pop situations. I could see him averaging 4.5, 5 assists a game as he kind of goes through his career. You know who he reminds me of? Devin Booker. That's the kind of scorer I think he is. I think right now he walks into onto a bad team and is going to score 18 to 20 points per game, and I think it's going to grow from there. This kid is good.
Yeah, I mean, that's the number one comp that everybody throws on him. I've also heard Donovan Mitchell. But Devin Booker, Trey Johnson, that's kind of any comparison on any site that is getting thrown on him for upside, that's what it looks like. He's going to be able to score in the NBA where they don't play defense. I think he's going to score a lot. And now your backcourt moving forward is your developmental point guard, Bub Carrington, who with Jordan Poole traded to New Orleans is going to get a lot of minutes at the one, and a two who can get his shot up. So this is exciting and this is fun, and I'm jacked up to watch him play and maybe even get out to a couple of games this year to see him go get baskets, because I think he's going to be able to do that. They had the 18th pick as well, and in the same way that last year, while getting Sarr at two was a big deal, the draft kind of revolved around what they did after that when they went up to get Bub Carrington, and this has kind of been the philosophy. They went up to get Koulibaly. We thought maybe they would package some of their billions of assets together and come up the board a little bit from 18 to get a guy they really liked, and they actually ended up doing the opposite. The board didn't fall maybe in a way that they loved, so at 18 with a couple of players that were intriguing, they weren't smitten, and they moved back three spots. They got a pick tonight, and they got two future second-round picks. Mm-hmm. So they are now up to, I believe it's more than 15. It might be 16 second-round picks over the next 7 years that they have. And second-round picks almost rarely, as the player chosen, end up being a star. Everyone will point to Nikola Jokic, who got drafted during a Taco Bell commercial in round two, and some other names like that. That it does happen. Gilbert Arenas or some other guys. But what mostly happens is those picks are assets that you package together in trades. So when they want to go get their superstar in a year or two, you can throw six number twos into that deal or whatever. And those assets for that team have value because then they have that to use on the trade they want to eventually do. So they pick up three picks, go back three spots, and then they take Will Riley out of Illinois. And we'll talk to his head basketball coach this past year in college, Brad Underwood, coming up in 45 minutes at 3 o'clock. But you know, Riley is a wing. He's a bit of a slasher. He came on as an offensive player last year. And there'll be a debate as to should they have taken someone else. I don't know anything. The guy that I liked there was Asnuel. Mm-hmm. There were other options, right? I just like when I watched literally the Eric Bickle draft breakdown. When I'm like watching these guys and reading about them, you kind of fall for different players. And he was the guy on the clock there that I liked. They know a lot more. I will defer to them. It wasn't a guard, which is the one thing maybe at that point that wouldn't have made sense. So they go get a wing where they got a bunch of bodies as well. And they'll have to work him into the fold. But overall, last night, if they were going to come out of the evening with Trey Johnson, I was going to love it. And if they were going to come out of the evening with Ace Bailey, who got picked one pick before them, I would have liked it. Anything else at six might have been disappointing.
Yep.
I'm elated by last night. Really, it almost doesn't matter what they did. The pick at 21, moving back and getting assets, that's got them written all over it. And hopefully they're right about Riley like they were on Bilal and some of these other guys. I'll take their word for it. Can't argue with him over the pick. I don't know enough. But the Trey Johnson pick to me is a victory for this fan base.
Yeah, that should be the takeaway. I was left with a whelmed taste in my mouth at the end of the evening with the Riley selection. Only started 7 or 8 games, I think, for Illinois. Down the stretch, played better as he went. But this is their type. If you got a box of checklists, right? Or a checklist box, and you start checking off things. Are you tall for a wing position? Are you long for a wing position? Are you athletic? Yes. Do you have a decent motor? Yes. All of a sudden, it becomes somebody that they're into. This is a little bit more of a project, I think, which is fine, just given their timetable. But I think there are guys that could have come in and played well right away. And again, I saw him a handful of times at Illinois. I like this teammate a lot better than went to Miami a couple picks before, Yakushonis, who I think is kind of perfectly settled for this modern-day NBA.
It's probably why he went before that.
Yeah,
a lot of people probably liked him.
And the Heat went, oh, thank you for not taking him. And they, sprinted the podium to do so. So there are a couple guys there that I liked better as players, but you said it very well. This front office has earned my trust. They know more than I do.
Especially in the draft.
Yeah.
Like, whether this works or not, the process that we're undergoing here, mm-hmm. this tank, this rebuild, whatever. And people still take issue with it. I'm arguing with people last night during the draft on social media. My point is, you did it your way for a long time. What did it get you?
Yeah.
You want to not do this? You want to do it the other way? I wonder what if they could win that way. It's only been 50 years of trying.
I got a pretty good sample that says no. I mean, for example, Walter Clayton Jr., who they quote-unquote took at 18. We still have to do that illusion, by the way.
Whatever, that's the worst thing about this draft.
Yeah, whatever rule.
What a dumb thing. Why is that a thing? The broadcasters can't keep it straight. I mean, poor Malik Andrews and that crew are like, whose pick is this? Where does this guy go? Then they wear the hat that they'll never be on that team. That makes no sense. Then the graphic behind them is the Utah Jazz as they're walking out on the stage, even though we all know it's the Wizards, and Shams has already told us that this is the Wizards' pick. Why do they keep the charade going?
I don't know.
Every other sport is like, hey, the pick just got traded. Not them. They're trading the rights, but not the pick. It's ridiculous.
It is stupid. And it's an easy fix. There's just, all it is a calendar question about the CBA and when you can announce trades and when they can actually officially be consummated. Fix that immediately so you don't have to do that weird charade.
But correct me if I'm wrong, though. And maybe your date referenced is in the next 48 hours or something. Like, they do a press conference with the media right afterwards. I mean, Will Riley got on a conference call with the Wizards media 10 minutes after.
Yeah, so everybody knows, Wizard. But you can't say it's official.
So there's
official.
No CBA thing. There's no date.
It's July something where a trade can officially be consummated.
Okay, but in the NFL where you don't become an official commander until the start of the new league year, that conference call happens after the new league year. So you could trade for a guy in February, and then he'll meet with the media, and everyone has to pretend until then, even the team on the record, they can't say that they've added this guy. That's not what happens in the NBA. They literally talk to him right after he's picked by the Jazz wearing his Jazz hat, and then he does a call with Chris Miller and Monumental Sports.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Something's not making sense.
Totally, it's stupid. But Clayton Jr., for example, who they quote-unquote took at 18, will be 23 this year. He's ready to go right now. That doesn't interest them, and it shouldn't. Like, you'd be a little bit better if you gave Walter Clayton Jr. minutes this year. You know him from the national championship, Florida Gators. That's a good basketball player. That's not the game they're playing at this moment. So I understand kind of the pathology, right? Trey Johnson, that's your headliner. After that, they said, you know what? We could win an extra game or two with a tough SOB like Neek Clifford, who had double-digit rebounds a game as a 6'6 wing. We could do a little bit more maybe in the short term with some of these guys. We drafted a long-term vision project guy in Will Riley. If it doesn't work, there's not really a lot of skin off our nose.
By the way, I want to swing for the fences.
Yeah,
I said this yesterday. They are eligible right now to do this. They are in the right spot for it. Like, I can't go travel the world. I can't go city to city right now barnstorming watching baseball games. I got a best buddy who's a single dude, who's my age, who doesn't have kids. He's going city to city. He's texting me from different big league ballparks, and he's bumping into big leaguers out and about at restaurants and stuff. He's living the good life. Do that. You don't have kids that you're, you know, at home. Right. You don't have a wife telling you to get back here. You can do that. If you're a young married couple without kids yet and you're traveling, going on vacations, that's the time to do it. I don't have that luxury right now. The Wizards have the luxury when they draft of going big and swinging for the fences and developing over a couple of years. So do it. And I don't have a problem with that. But here's what I want to ask people, Danny, and we'll get your answer. I'll give you mine when we come back as well. Let's open up the phones at 800-636-1067 after last night's first round. Give us a word that best describes your feelings on how last night went for the Wizards. And then you can expound upon us that. But give us one word that describes how you feel about the Johnson-Riley first round, the move back, and Johnson falling to them at 6. 800-636-1067, Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm giving them an A, both on the caliber of the prospect they acquired, but also on the process. Because I think at the sixth pick, they were put in a position where they had the last option of what I thought was a clear top six at this draft. So they were kind of left with whoever's left on the board. And they tried to navigate it to get their guy, and they came darn close. And to GP's point, if Trey Johnson is the contingency plan or the contingency prize, if you will, then that's a really good option because he is an instant offense type of shot maker. He's going to be able to put points on the board right away in the NBA, just like he did at Texas. He's got NBA caliber size, and we saw tremendous growth last year in his efficiency. We knew the counting stats were going to be good at Texas, but the ability to make tough shots when he was the focal point of the opposing defense and the growth he showed as a passer last year were really notable for me.
CBS Sports draft coverage last night. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. That guy's been listening to the show, apparently.
Because that's what GP was saying.
That's what GP's been saying. There couldn't possibly be two of those. It's definitely not Gary Payton or somebody else, right? Maybe it's probably Gary Parrish, I would guess. He's a CBS Sports guy who covers college basketball.
Yeah, but who else could it be?
Could be anybody.
Could be Grant Paulson.
Certainly.
See what I'm saying?
Could be Gary Paulson, the author of Hatchet. And some other books.
Dude, you sleep on Hatchet.
I'm sure when I was like seven, it wasn't the coolest thing in the world to see almost my name on the cover of a book. And I didn't read a bunch of Gary Paulson books because of it. All right, Danny, one word to describe last night. Here's what I'm going with. Elated. Did they get Trey Johnson? Did they draft a scorer? Did they get someone who can get his own buckets? Do they have a backcourt now with Bub Carrington, who I think is going to be really, really good, and Johnson, who I think is going to be awesome, that could be the fabric of this operation? Now you eventually go get, maybe it's a wing, a three, or a bigger guy in the front court with Sarr and company to be the linchpin to put this whole thing together in a couple of years. That is the hope. I loved the way last night worked out. I don't know how the Riley thing's going to go. I just, frankly, I didn't study that part of it a whole lot. It was the top six or seven guys that I really looked at and dug into. I watch him and I see a pretty athletic upside wing, and they've been right more often than not when they've drafted. So I hope they hit a home run on that. But it was almost insignificant what happened after they got Johnson. They got a guy that I think is going to pour in 30 points a handful of times as a rookie next year as a 20-year-old in the NBA. Sign me up.
Pleased is my word. Remember, I mean, I saw one of those like synopses of a podcast with a couple different experts, right? It was kind of, you know, it was like an amalgam of like, here's what's kind of the scuttlebutt going into the draft. And one executive was referenced on one of these podcasts. I know that was very convoluted, but the quote stuck with me. Losing the lottery the way they did set them back 2 years. That was the point where you could have like been the story of this draft. You could have been you found your SGA potentially in number one overall pick Cooper Flagg. You could have had like the linchpin to this entire movement, rocket fuel now, moving forward, getting awesome. They got better. they're better than they were. And I think they're in a better position than they were before the start of the draft. That was always going to be the case with two first-round picks. They spun the second one for more future assets in a second rounder. They got a project, a guy that I didn't love, frankly, but it's not necessarily about that. It's at 18. You're sort of just, you know, grabbing what you think is smart. And they got a player I really liked. So I'm pleased. But the stench and that sour taste in my mouth from getting screwed in the lottery, even by winning their last game as they did, they had the second. They all had that Utah and them had those same odds for the top pick. But the sneaky thing is Utah had the worst record. So the worst Utah could do was 5. The worst Washington could do was 6. At 5, would you have had more options? Would you have been able to just trade back a spot and get more?
At 5, you would have been able to choose between Ace Bailey and Trey Johnson.
Totally. And I want that. So my point is they got screwed. The most you can possibly be screwed in the lottery, that limited my euphoria with what they had. I'm very pleased.
Yeah, I mean, that part is true. I guess I'm kind of over it. It was a while ago, and
I've
dealt with the reality already and kept it moving. But when you reintroduce it to the conversation this morning and today, I get it. They could have had Cooper Flagg last night if you want to play that game.
Yep.
Like, that stinks. I would have loved that. That would have been amazing. And that was certainly for about 72 hours after the way the lottery went, my reaction and my takeaway. I will say that this cushioned the blow big time. I think they got a really, really good player.
Where did you have him in this class?
When we studied, you and I kind of have to go through in the weeks ahead. Mm-hmm. I don't pretend to be a huge college basketball expert or mark. I don't study these guys year-round. But it is the job to then dig in. And one of the things I like to do is I have a lot of contacts in sports, so I ask people that are smarter than me.
Mm-hmm.
I actually think he's going to be the second-best player in this draft class. That's my opinion. Now, Harper should be better than him as an all-purpose player, but I value scoring and putting the ball in the basket immensely. And so if Ace Bailey was not a potential problem child and pain in the butt, I'd probably have Bailey too. But you have to understand that I outsize scoring in any kind of evaluation. Like, when I looked at the draft years ago, like, Jason Tatum to me, I was like, how could anyone pass on this guy? This is awesome. He's going to go get buckets. To me, not enough teams do that. They worry about every little thing, and it's like, can he score? If he can't score, I don't care. If I was a boss, and I'm sure CK does this with demos or something, whatever your company is, there's got to be something you look at and you're like, all right, where's the thing I'm looking for? And if you don't see it, you just toss it to the side. Can you get your own offense? If you cannot do that, you're borderline irrelevant to me that high.
Mm-hmm.
This is the most excited I've been about a draft pick in years for them, for that reason, in years. Like, I think eventually he's going to be able to create and offensively be every bit as impactful as like a Bradley Beal was. I mean, now, is he going to have the terrible contracts that Beal had? I mean, I don't know if everyone will write about anything. Ask the Phoenix Suns. But I can't answer that. But, like, this is a guy, to me, that if they would have taken him at 3, I would have been thrilled. So the idea
I can make that case.
They
yeah.
fell all the way to 6, and they still got him. I feel way worse about getting the 6th pick than I did the night it happened. Now, I could also be wrong. What do I know? This is just my own
sure.
you know, couple of weeks of watching clips and reading about guys and trying to dive into this thing. And if he ends up being a Jag, then yeah, having the 6th pick was bad. But we all agree this year's class is a lot better than last year's class.
Yes.
So it's not like you picked 6 last year, which would have been a nightmare. And next year's class is going to be even better. So, you know, this is probably the year of the 3 where you probably would have wanted to pick 6, and it seemed like it worked out for them. And in a weird way, Ace Bailey helped them, I think, with all the nonsense leading up to the draft that he was doing.
The scuttlebutt out there, I don't know what report I buy or not, but that he was trying to work his way to either here, New Orleans, or Brooklyn. And he didn't work out for Utah. Danny Ainge, this is a very classic Danny Ainge move, didn't care about that, right? Where he's like, is that dude 6'8 and super athletic and can put the ball in the hole? Well, we'll take our chances. Thank you.
Let's go to Quentin in Gaithersburg, who's been waiting patiently. What's up, Quentin? How do you feel about last night? Give us your one word to describe round one.
I think it's very smart, actually. And how y'all doing today? Granddaddy, happy to be back.
Good buddy.
I think it's really smart, actually, because, you know, you had to – I think they did a really good job of getting the vets in, C.J. McCollum, Chris Middleton, even though they're expensive. You know, Middleton's a champion, and C.J. McCollum, even though he's a journeyman, he has been deep in the playoff run, so – mixing him with Marcus Smart, I think there's a really good group of vets. And then you have Bud Carrington coming alive late in the season last year, showing that he's a willing passer and can get a bucket. Then you have Keyshawn George, a scorer at will, big, tall, maybe 3-guard. Sar shoots a little too much for my liking, but still a solid piece. We just were missing that that go-get-a-bucket guy. And, yeah, you had A.J. Johnson, who we can't forget about because he is another year in the league, and he's very explosive and in transition, very exciting to watch.
I love his game.
Appreciate you.
He right now is going to have to be a get-in-where-you-fit-in guy for me because I need minutes for Bub. Like, he should be playing 30 to 35 minutes a night at the point with the ball in his hands next year. And I don't do this ease guys in to the extent that NBA teams do. So I'm sure Trey Johnson's going to play way less than I want him to next year with the rotation and the guys they have with Smart and McCollum and whoever else is going to have to get minutes. But if I had my druthers, if I did it my way, the whole year would just be about those two kids in the backcourt together combining for 30-plus minutes. By the way, they've got to be terrible because they have a top-8 predicted pick next year.
Uh-huh.
Now, I don't think we have to worry about that. They're not. A, because they're not good enough to not finish in the bottom eight, but B, they're way too smart to allow that pick to go away. So if it comes to it, they'll just start 10-day contract 40 minutes at a time, guys, until they get where they need to go. But I'll be fascinated to see how they employ the veterans on this team.
Yeah.
Like, respectfully to the Smarts and the McCollums and the group of veterans that they have, I need you to be Anthony Gill. Like, sit it over there in your tracksuit. Most nights you might get a couple of minutes. And, you know, lead some speeches in the huddle occasionally.
Yeah, in general, we're feeding out of the same trough when it comes to playing kids for so many years. Like, I would be exasperated at this organization for drafting a guy in the first round and, like, not giving him minutes until January. The only sensitivity I have is there's no schedule like the NBA schedule. There's no amateur basketball that you get to play that's anywhere close to it. I know you're grinding and working every day, but it's just different. So pacing guys a little bit to you know, get them used to NBA life and some of the demands and rigors they're in, I could live with maybe a couple less minutes for a while. But once we get going, come on, man. Let's put the kids in the game.
I'm not saying night one. I'm saying by the end of next year.
Totally agree.
He needs to be playing huge minutes as you're starting to, who doesn't come off the floor when the ones are out
there. 100%.
But I also know that that's not what's going to happen, mm-hmm. and it's not reality because that's not what the sport or certainly what they've done here and what that's called for. Just look at Bub last year. Now, he ended up getting a lot of minutes. And in the end, I would say I was fine with the way that they kind of deployed him. But would I have tamped it up more from the beginning? Yes. In the end, he averaged 30 minutes a game, and he mm-hmm. played in every single game. So we got there.
Yeah.
They also had Jordan Poole to deal with, who they don't have to now.
Totally right.
Who was sopping up a lot of those minutes. Let's go to Elijah in the district. What's up, buddy?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, buddy.
I want to say my word is invested. What they're doing is making decisions that are going to help them in the future. You make these investments now. I think they're going to put some more butts in the seat. So if we're going through the year, I don't want to project losing on them just for the sake of saying that. But I think if they are going to take some L's, having some guys to say that while we're sitting there, that this product or where we are in the timeline is worth it. And to see them make those decisions, to see them make certain shots, to see the rotations. And if we can just see the arrows trending up, I just think we'll feel better about the overall product. We have to understand that they haven't been good for a while, so we can't expect to just come in and then we just I don't want to have guys on my squad that I won't see in the future, or guys that's just, well, they won't be here soon. I'm kind of tired of that mindset. I want my players to be here. I want them to build something that's lasting. And I think having young guys that they can develop versus a whole bunch of vets that's already in some systems and already have an idea of what they need and what they want, I think this is a good start. And I'm invested. Like you even said, you're willing to go to some games. I can honestly say I don't know the last time that I was like, I'm willing to research some games. I'm willing to go and cheer and be like, yeah, man, this is something.
Well, here's how I'll say it, Elijah. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Thank you, buddy.
The Sarr pick last year was the right pick, and at the time, that was the guy that I was hoping they would get. As long as he was there, I was going to be happy, and he was.
Mm-hmm.
I, on draft night, was not like, yes, cannot wait to get to Capital One Arena to see Alex Sarr. That's just not how I feel. What you added is a potentially electric player, like a guy who could put on a little bit of a show and pour in 34 one night.
You could be there when he goes for 40.
Exactly. That's more fun. And so I am more excited by the pick. Shane in Virginia, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, Commander Danny Grant? How y'all doing?
Hey, buddy.
Chilling.
Hey, I think for the first time, this organization got it right. So my word is going to be potential. This is going to be, see if there's a, yeah. It's just, they're getting younger every year, right? So, I get we got to
Oh, he dropped. Sorry, Shane. Something wrong with the phone. We can get back to you. What were you about to say?
I'll say to Elijah's point about I want guys that are going to be here for a long time and build together. In general, 100% correct. The thing that makes it complicated, though, is the NBA salary cap restrictions and salary floor restrictions. So you're going to have tourists pass through here on their way. You're going to have McCollums and Olenek and Smarts and some of the veteran dudes to you know, the latest in iteration of this guy is going to help this guy develop. That's going to be part of it necessarily before they start making their big money. Because the window is open right now, like we always talk about with Jaden Daniels. These kids make pittance next to free agent veteran Vinny, right? Where a journeyman swingman is going to make $30 million to go 10-5 for someone. We're not there yet with a lot of these guys, but you need players that command huge salaries just to abide by the rules.
New Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers said yesterday, Danny, that he expects this to be his final season. Does he have enough left in the tank to influence or make any major changes to the AFC playoff picture this year? That's next on Grant and Danny.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Aaron Rodgers, new Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback, was on the Pat McAfee show yesterday for his regular appointment on ESPN. And a lot of ground was covered, including him suggesting that it feels like it's going to be his final football season. We did the one last dance for Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams together in Green Bay. And now it's the last dance, the final dance of the final dances. For his career, it sounds like this was Rodgers yesterday on McAfee.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is it. You know, that's why we just did a 1-year deal. Steelers didn't need to, you know, put any extra years on that or anything. So, you know, this was really about finishing with a lot of love and fun and peace for the career that I've had. I mean, I played 20 freaking years. You know, like it's been a long run. And I've enjoyed it, and what better place to finish than in one of the cornerstone franchises of the NFL with Mike Tomlin and a great group of leadership and great guys in the city that, you know, expects you to win.
When he talks about finishing with love and fun, it sounds to me like he's going to revel in and enjoy this final year. And I'm not knocking him. I think he deserves it and should. He's a Hall of Famer. He's one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. It's what I want Alex Ovechkin to do, and I think he will. Mm-hmm. You should get your roses. So have a swan song announced going into the year, which effectively is what he did in that clip yesterday. This is it. And now everywhere you go, they send you off into the sunset correctly as one of the greats to ever do it. And I think he's looking forward to something of a celebration of his last 20 seasons.
Yeah, to me, there's no wrong way. And what I mean by that is whatever the personality of the player is, it's very rare that you get to dictate your own terms. Most guys are, quite frankly, you pick up a ball, a bat, or whatever, you're like me. They tell you, you're not welcome. We don't want you. Your career's over, whether you want it to be or not. That's how most people find out that they're retiring, right? So you get to the rarefied air of somebody that gets to say, you know what, this is going to be it for me, as opposed to having it dictated to you, right? So once you get to that point where you put in enough deposits, as you said, Hall of Famer, gold jacket, one of the greatest to ever do it, where you put him, that's up to you. But if you'd like to keep it whisper quiet and never tell anybody, and then just after your last game go, okay, that's it, and file your fax your paperwork to the league office, and that's that, and go off into the sunset, totally fine. If you want to announce it beforehand and receive your flowers, totally fine. Whatever you want to do, you've earned that privilege and earned that right. So, yeah, I got no issue with it.
I think he's going to play okay. I think he'll probably be a little bit better than he was with the Jets last year when I thought he was average, probably a hair below average over the course of the year. But as the year went on, he got a little better. That's what gives me some thought that maybe the further away from the Achilles, and I understand his age is a factor mm-hmm. here. He'll turn 42 in December. But I think there's a chance that, you know, last year it was not bad statistically. 28 touchdowns, 11 interceptions, completed about 63% of his passes for a little under 4,000 yards. He's always going to get 25 to 30 touchdowns because he makes the right throw a lot of the time.
Yeah.
And he's never going to be a huge interception or turnover guy. I guess it's possible that physically, you know, he could slow down, or mentally even maybe, to the point where the game's just too fast and he's up into the 13, 14 interception range as a guy that at the peak of his powers was down around, you know, 4 to 7 most of the time. But he protects the football. He doesn't get fooled. He is very cerebral and intuitive in that way. So I think the touchdown-interception ratio, which is kind of how you get your quarterback rating, those things are always going to be respectable. I always point out that Carson Wentz had 28 touchdowns and 7 picks in Indianapolis when they ran him out of town the year before he came to Washington, mm-hmm. and we saw what he looked like the next season. So like that isn't that ratio, those two categories, is overvalued sometimes, in my opinion. You know, those are 39 plays, essentially, where you were not completely the reason why they happened the way they did. Sometimes touchdowns were screens behind the line of scrimmage that went a long way. Sometimes interceptions were actually really good plays by you that someone screwed up and now it looks bad on your ledger. But I thought he was Russell Wilson-esque, and Wilson was a net problem, not a net help for the Steelers last year, frankly. I think he'll be an upgrade from what Wilson was in the second half of this season, and Pittsburgh might make the playoffs. But Danny, I do not see Aaron Rodgers as being able to play at a level in that conference where you've got the Chiefs and Mahomes, in that division where you've got Lamar Jackson in Baltimore and Joe Burrow in Cincinnati, in that conference where you've got Josh Allen in Buffalo. I don't see him being able to play at a level that gives the Steelers a chance to make major postseason noise.
What a crazy thing, by the way, where it's not a hot take to say Aaron Rodgers is now the third best quarterback in his division. Just, I never thought I'd see that day.
Well, I don't think there's a way to debate it.
Like, and that's
just
my point.
A lock.
That has not been true for two decades, and now all of a sudden it is. Even if he plays pretty well, you've got two MVP candidates just staring right across the barrel at you. You know, 4 games per year against guys that are you know, odds-on favorites to win the MVP. To me, he has lost the ability to be prolific, and maybe that changes with DK Metcalf going over the top, and maybe there's some more there. But a lot of bold ink on Aaron Rodgers' resume. Adjusted yards per attempt, a.k.a. what happens when you drop back and throw the football. He has led the league 3 different times. His career average leads NFL history. So again, on average, you drop back, what goes on? Sack, forward pass, fumble, good, bad, indifferent, incomplete. He has had the best ever. The last couple of years, he has been a full yard and a half below his average. what he's done for his whole career. So he might have another terrible year and lose that record that he owns, like as the all-time leader in this category. It's been that dramatic. So he's typically been in the mid-eights. He was in the mid-sixes each of the last couple of seasons when he was healthy. One in Green Bay and then one in New York. I just don't think he's got the prolific in him anymore. He can be check-down Charlie. He could be right decision, right time, get it to the open guy, let's live the fight another down, couple back shoulders here and there. But I just don't think you have the maestro anymore. I don't think you have that guy that's going to be, not only am I picking you apart surgically, but I know the exact right time to use that cadence mix. I know the exact right time to take my shot because my guy's going to get behind your guy because you're tired of getting bled up front. I don't think he has that anymore.
In the AFC playoff picture, teams that I view as having a better chance than the Steelers to win the conference. Bills, Ravens,
yep.
Chiefs,
yep.
Bengals. You agree so far?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bengals is more debatable, but still yes.
Okay, so you only have the three obvious ones. I'm going down the way of the odds right now in sportsbooks. Broncos?
On paper, I like them a lot, but are you sure?
No.
Do you know what I mean?
That's where I would say no.
Yeah, I say no.
Chargers?
Yes.
I would say yes. Texans?
No.
I would say yes. I think they're better than the Steelers. Patriots, Dolphins, Jaguars. I think what Rodgers did is it elevates you to that Broncos tier above the Miamis and other teams like that.
Yeah.
But there's still at least four, if not five or six teams that have a better chance probably to come out of the AFC. I don't think he changes that much.
I think they're the same group again. It's a 10-win team because that's what Pittsburgh does.
Right. Here's the difference. When you had Mason Rudolph projected to start, you were not winning a playoff game. That drought was going to continue. Probably weren't making the playoffs. And if somehow, some way, at 9-8 or 10-7 with a bad offense, you got in, you were not winning a playoff game. Mm-hmm. I now think you could probably win a playoff game. That's the difference.
That's it.
You're not going on a run, though.
Right.
You're getting beat on the road by one of the really good teams in the second round.
That's both your selling point and why also I wouldn't do it. I'd be willing to actually be bad once.
We want to learn more about the second of Washington's picks last night. Everybody knows Trey Johnson to the Wiz at six is kind of the way that the draft is going to be viewed. But how about this Will Riley selection at 21? Came off the bench for Illinois a bunch last season. The head coach of the Illini is Brad Underwood. He'll join us next on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app.
Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.